Test for English majors. Grade 4, Sample 8. Part 2, Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 2. Now, listen to the passage.
Plane engines. In 1945, a new type of airplane engine was invented. It was much lighter and more powerful than earlier engines, and enabled warplanes to fly faster and higher than ever. This type of engine was called the jet engine, because it blows a large jet of hot air backwards at high speed. The first airplane to use the new jet engine was built in Britain. It began carrying passengers in 1952. It had 2 jet engines and flew much higher than petrol engine airplanes. At this height, the air is thinner and very cold, and so the airplane can cut through the air more easily. However, the cabin has to be air-conditioned and has to be at normal pressure so that the passengers may eat, read and sleep in comfort. Today, all long-distance airplanes have jet engines. The modern jet airplanes are very big and can carry hundreds of passengers on 2 different floors, which makes air travel much cheaper.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Airplane engines. In 19, a new type of airplane engine was invented. In 1945, a new type of airplane engine was invented. It was much lighter and more powerful than earlier engines. And enabled warplanes to fly faster and higher than ever. It was much lighter and more powerful than earlier engines. And enabled warplanes to fly faster and higher than ever. This type of engine was called the jet engine. Because it blows a large jet of hot air backwards at high speed. This type of engine was called the jet engine. because it blows a large jet of hot air backwards at high speed. The first airplane to use the new jet engine was built in Britain. And it began carrying passengers in 1952. The first airplane to use the new jet engine was built in Britain. And it began carrying passengers in 1952. It had two jet engines and flew much higher than petrol engine airplanes. It had two jet engines and flew much higher than petrol engine airplanes. At this height, the air is thinner and very cold. And so the airplane can cut through the air more easily. At this height, the air is thinner and very cold. And so the airplane can cut through the air more easily. However, the cabin has to be air-conditioned and has to be at normal pressure. So that the passengers may eat, read, and sleep in comfort. However, the cabin has to be air-conditioned and has to be at normal pressure. So that the passengers may eat, read, and sleep in comfort. Today, all long-distance airplanes have jet engines. Today, all have jet engines. The modern jet airplanes are very big and can carry hundreds of passengers on two different floors. Which makes air travel much cheaper. The modern jet airplanes are very big and can carry hundreds of passengers on two different floors. Which makes air travel much cheaper.
The last reading. Now you have 2 minutes to check through your work.
Airplane engines. In 1945, a new type of airplane engine was invented. It was much lighter and more powerful than earlier engines, and enabled warplanes to fly faster and higher than ever. This type of engine was called the jet engine, because it blows a large jet of hot air backwards at high speed. The first airplane to use the new jet engine was built in Britain, and it began carrying passengers in 1952. It had two jet engines and flew much higher than petrol engine airplanes. At this height, the air is thinner and very cold, and so the airplane can cut through the air more easily. However, the cabin has to be air conditioned and has to be at normal pressure so that the passengers may eat, read and sleep in comfort. Today, all long distance airplanes have jet engines. The modern jet airplanes are very big and can carry hundreds of passengers on two different floors, which makes air travel much cheaper.
This is the end of the dictation.
Part 3. Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct response for each question on your answer sheet. Section A, Statement. In this section, you will hear 9 statements. At the end of each statement, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 9 questions.
1. The football match was held over till further notice on account of the continual rain.
2. Just as we cannot depend on the wind, so we cannot depend on his words.
3. No one is so generous as the poor man who is suddenly lucky.
4. Peter says that he is up to his eyes in work at present and really can't spare a minute.
5. Maggie has a good ear for music.
6. We should judge a man not by his words, but by his deeds, because actions speak louder than words.
7. Lily forgot to pick up our tickets for this evening's concert.
8. Year after year, Mr. Cook threatens to retire.
9. Miss Green is pretty happy with her new apartment. Section B. Conversation. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations between 2 speakers. At the end of each conversation, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 8 questions. 10. Albert, how many times do you think that your old car is going to make it to Los Angeles and back?
It's out of the question. 11. How did your talk with Ed go?
It never really got off the ground. 12. Why did Harrison decide to quit his job?
He said he wouldn't break his back working for such low pay. 13. Shall I turn off all the machines in the language lab before I go home?
Don't bother. I'll check it myself later. 14. I have an appointment with Dr. White for a physical checkup.
Please take a seat. She's in surgery right now. 15. Yesterday, Ted quarreled with Mary again.
They really hurt each other's feelings a lot. I doubt they'll ever make it up. 16. Sorry, sir. I haven't finished my homework, as I didn't feel well last night.
Not feeling well again? That excuse of yours won't go down with me. Seventeen. Are you sure you can't remember the name of the film?
It's just on the tip of my tongue.
Section C, News Broadcast. Questions 18 and 19 are based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the following two questions. Now, listen to the news.
The United Nations Human Rights Commission has again passed a resolution calling for the abolition of the death penalty. 64 states co-sponsored the resolution, 18 more than last year. The United States was among 13 countries that voted against it. The UN Commissioner for Human Rights, Mary Robinson, said the momentum for abolition was going to increase. The resolution urges states to sign the protocol against capital punishment the UN General Assembly adopted in 1989, and calls for a halt to executions in the meantime. Questions 20 and 21 are based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the following two questions. Now listen to the news.
U.S. President Bill Clinton says he was saddened to learn of the death of his former business partner, James McDougal. Officials say McDougal died Sunday of a heart attack. He was serving a 3-year prison sentence for fraud and conspiracy in connection with the Whitewater real estate venture, which is under investigation by an independent counsel. Question 22 is based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the following question. Now, listen to the news.
The American Space Agency, NASA, says a huge storm on the surface of the sun is sending a large magnetic cloud toward the Earth. NASA officials say this wave of energy could hit the Earth magnetic field very soon. NASA officials say this is not a threat to life on Earth. However, they say that solar radiation from the storm could interfere with operations of communication satellites and electric power lines around the world. The storm on the sun was seen earlier this week by a satellite launched in 1995 to observe activities on the sun's surface. Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you'll be given 20 seconds to answer the following two questions. Now, listen to the news.
The Shell Oil Company says villagers in the southeastern part of the country have released the last of the more than 100 hostages they seized Saturday. The hostages are Nigerian employees of the Shell Oil Company. They were seized by the Ijaw ethnic group in Delta State. The hostages were seized to protest a decision by Nigeria's government to place a new municipal council in the territory of the opposing ethnic group. The dispute does not involve Shell Oil Company's policies. Question 25 is based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the following question. Now, listen to the news.
Astronauts have moved the American shuttle Discovery and the Hubble telescope into a higher orbit. They took the action when part of the unexploded rocket was expected to pass within less than a kilometer from the spacecraft. Earlier, the astronauts made repairs to the telescope that would permit experts to look deeper into space than ever before. This is the end of Listening Comprehension.
Bye.